take your Bibles and go to Luke 8, please. You see, unbelief utters only words, not prayers. And God's word, that is our point of contact. Not some radio you touch or some television you touch. You don't reach out and touch a radio and say, this is my point of contact for believing. It's pretty low on the totem pole. Our point of contact for believing is the word. And, oh, I don't know, people get so screwed up on life because they just don't come back to the word. See, the word of God is the will of God. If you want to know the will of God, you got to come to the word. And God stood a lot longer than anything else. And the word has lived a lot longer than anything else. And there's a tremendous record in here in Luke. A woman, verse 43, who had an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians. Neither could be healed of any. Surprised any blood left, because in those days it was mostly bloodletting. Came behind him in verse 44 and touched the border or the hem of his garment. And immediately her issue of blood dried up, stanched, means dried up. And Jesus said, who touched me? When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, Master, the multitude thronged thee, and the press, that's not the newspaper, sayest thou who touched me? And Jesus said, somebody hath touched me, for I perceive there's virtue, dynamis is the text, power is gone out of me. And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. And he said unto her, Daughter, be of good comfort is not in the text. Thy believing, the word faith here, pistis, your believing, hath made thee whole. Go in peace. You see, weakness and inabilities, they just evaporate in the presence of God and by the strength of God when people get to the word. When you really get to the word, you no longer talk about your inabilities. You talk about God's ability in you. Change the whole thing around. And this record here where Jesus said, who touched me? Rotherham, or I think it's Rotherham. One of those fellows, forget who, but he translates that, who hath made a demand on my ability? I love that. I love it. Who touched me? Who hath made a demand on my ability? The woman lacked the ability. She didn't have it. But she didn't talk about her inability. She simply reached out and tapped into his ability. Who touched me? Who has made a demand on my ability? That just communicates beautifully. According to a literal translation, according to usage. That's why it said in that verse, dunamis, verse 46, someone hath made a demand upon my ability, for I perceive that dunamis, power, is gone out of me. In John, chapter 7, you see, God's word, when we believe, dominates circumstances. in John chapter 8. Very familiar passage to some of you. 7, I guess it is. 7. I don't see it, mate. It's got to be back here in 7. Verse 37. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." Out of his belly, innermost part of his being, shall flow rivers of living water. Then the parentheses in 29, "This spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive." Lambano is manifest. For pneumahagion was not yet given because that Jesus was not yet glorified. The explanation of it. "This out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." One of the translators translates it, "shall gush torrents of living waters." You see, I believe that born-again believers are absolutely God's will in the adversary's world or in his kingdom. And that the believer takes the place of Christ here upon earth, and we act in his stead. John 14, "Works I do, ye shall do also." Here in the early, in the one in Luke that I read, Jesus said, "Who touched?" And one of the great keys in that is that he said he felt dunamis, power, gone out of him. Nobody's ever developed this in a scientific laboratory that I know of. It's time it gets in there, I guess. They'll only get there when they start coming back to the Word, but he felt dunamis go out of him. You're always giving out something. And when you're ministering to God's people, especially, you know, where you're putting yourself right on the line and reaching out to God's people, there's always something going out of you. He called it, in King James translated, virtue, but the text read dunamis. It's power. Dunamis is power. But it's power that has the Christ life in it. See, Jesus Christ is the energy in you. The gift is the God-given ability, though, you know, the gift, the God, the manifestation. The gift is the God-given ability. But what energizes that gift? The gift is the ability. The thing that keeps energizing it is God in Christ in you. That's what the energy is. And as you have renewed your mind and put on the love of God, and you minister to people like Jesus did here, this virtue goes out. And it isn't always just standing still to minister to people. If you're in alignment and harmony, you are always walking the will of God. You know, Jesus Christ just didn't stop and go into his office and think through something. He was walking along, and all at once he knew. It's the walk. It's the greatness of the walk. And every person gives out something. Everything in the world gives out what it is made of. I don't know how to teach it any better. I don't know how to show it any better. I just know it's a reality. For instance, this plant is giving off something. I would not think to put a crown of thorns here, because it would be giving out something. This table is not a solid, it's giving out something. Your body is giving out something to me, to the people next to you, to the whole room. the lights, the whole trip. I don't know how we're ever going to get this pretty work down to where people could get a fantastic understanding, but it's so simple. If I would be real mad today, real indignant, I would be giving this out. Like I teach in the class, if you teach on sin, your people go out and commit it to stay in line with what you're teaching. Nothing they can, you can't do anything else. This is why, like last week in Spokane someplace, we have a people that have opened up an area. You know, we have lots of stores. Mall. And the thing is just being fantastically blessed, because one of the requirements to be in that mall is you must be born again and be a PFAL grad and be committed. And God's just abundantly praying. They wonder why. People go into the store to buy things and they end up talking about asking them questions about prayer or something, and they haven't even talked to them about prayer. Well, why does God do this? Because of what's being given out. You can make people sick by putting them in a certain environment. That's why the hospital is the greatest place many times, because everybody's sick in the hospital. That's what they come there for. So in order to overcome that, you ought to have only Christian nurses, only Christian doctors, only believers, because they're the ones that contribute from their bodies that which is the greatest healing wholeness. Years ago, I spent considerable time studying artwork and also writings of people who committed suicide. And it was interesting. In the early paintings, for instance, when they really were beginning to really move, everything was light, joyous, happy, blessed, peaceful. Then as they got more and more negative, and then later more and more possessed, they went to all the dark things. And finally ended up black, dark, real dark. And so I've worked enough of this in the years past to know you're always in what you're giving out. And what we as believers have to do is so walk with him that at any time a believer or an individual has a need who is believing that that which goes out from us is totally healing to those people. It's a whole new concept in our day. But people know this if they'd only sit down and think it through. You get with people who are negative and constantly confessing negatives, what do you confess? If I went into a meeting like this totally negative, my whole body would send forth that negative. In the old, astrology field, the counterfeits many times so much like the genuine, you got to take a look at it to see the difference between the genuine and the counterfeit. They call it, I think, an aura that every individual has. I know in us, it's Christ in us, the hope of glory. That's the light. And he said he's light, right? Well, bless God, he's either a liar or he told the truth. So if he's light and he's inside of you, and you're walking in harmony and alignment with him with a renewed mind, knowledge of the word, what are you giving out? Light. This woman simply reached forth in fantastic believing. Just reached forth and just touched the hem of his garment. And they said it's because of the press, right? Or something. What'd they say? Peter, he's always a smart guy, you know. He's got all the answers. He's always the cool duck or something. No, that's wine. What was it? Where is that, she said? Yeah. When all denied, you know, when all, and I can see this as the apostles walking side by side with him, and they said, well, you know, we didn't bump you. Peter said, it's the multitude. Jesus said, don't kid me. No better. The only way I know of keeping an abundance of that which you're giving out, being filled and flowing within, is by speaking in tongues in your private life. Then it says, out of his belly shall flow rivers, torrents, gush torrents of living waters. You keep enough of the stuff in you and keep it hot inside, the heat will manifest itself outside. I think, Vince, this is the outreach from one individual to another or to groups of people. And it's just the power of God working in your heart and life. And it still is God's word. When that's believed, that's what alters circumstances. Circumstances do not alter God's word. The word alters circumstances. Well, think about it. The fantastic potential latent within a believer. The fantastic ability resident within you to bless and to be a blessing and to reach out. Because you're always giving out something. So you might as well renew your mind and let this Christ within you just shine forth and reach out.